I just saw Mom a little while ago. And, unfortunately, Dad, she's in the fight of her life. There's good news and bad news. I told you she was sick. The good news is that she does not have breast cancer. She does not have breast cancer. Like her mother did. The bad news is that she does have cancer. It's a different cancer called lymphoma. So it's in her lymph nodes. And they say it's aggressive, Dad.
I worry so much about that.
We all worry about her, Dad. I'm glad to hear you say that. The children, we've been struggling with what's the right thing to do and what's the best thing to do. Because she has real medical needs right now, and you have medical needs also. And our goal is to make sure that she gets everything she needs and that you get everything you need. And I'm glad. But I'm glad to hear you say that. That means they're caring for you here. They're doing a good job. Right? And right now, Mom is very scared because she doesn't know what's going to happen. So she's seeing a lot of doctors, and she's getting a lot more tests. We don't know yet what stage of cancer. Is it stage 1, 2, 3, 4? Okay? So maybe we caught it early, or maybe not. We're not sure yet. There's so many tests that she has to endure, and they're all very unpleasant. She has to get her bone marrow examined, and terrible tests that they go through. Let me put the cap on for you. So, what she needs to do is focus 100% of her energies on getting better. That's right. You agree with that, right? Yes?
As far as I'm concerned, there's nothing wrong with me.
But you agree that she's sick and she needs to...
Absolutely.
I think, Dad, that in many ways, you're very healthy. Physically, you're very healthy. But I don't know if you remember, but you were falling a lot in the house. And you had a lot of trips to the hospital.
I don't know that I had a lot of trips. I had a few trips.
Every month. Every month, Dad. Christmas, and then again in January. And what they say is that you're having mini strokes. Sometimes you hit your head and sometimes you don't. But it's very scary. And it's requiring a lot of... it required so much care from Mom. You know, Mom was doing such a beautiful job taking care of you. Right? And now, unfortunately, she's the patient.
Part of the problem that I have is that I'm stuck up here and nobody communicates with me.
I'm here right now communicating.
I know you are. But ordinarily, I don't really have anyone I know to talk to.
Well, two of your children live far away, but Jean was here just the other day. I don't know if you remember. She brought her children to see you, your grandchildren.
I don't remember seeing them.
They were here, Dad. Dad, when you were home, Mom spent so many hours caring for you. Getting dressed and showering and helping you maintain a decent lifestyle, Dad.
Well, I don't know that there's any lifestyle to maintain. Because all I'm doing is walking around in hospital scrubs, which I happen to like. And I've gotten compliments on them.
Good.
And I wouldn't want anything else anyhow. It's all very comfortable.
Good. I'm glad you're comfortable.
The one thing is that it's not very warm. But
you're cold.
Sometimes.
Okay. But you're not cold now because you're wearing nice flannel pajamas.
Well, I'm not really exposed.
But sometimes it's cold. I understand. Well, it's almost springtime, so it's...
But I wouldn't discuss it with Mom anyhow.
Why?
Because she's got more than enough on her mind.
She does. Dad, your care, you deserve the best care we can give you. And believe it or not, this facility is one of the very best. It is. It has an excellent reputation.
Well, I'm very glad to hear it because I don't know that. I don't know what's so great about him.
You said you're very comfortable, and I agree with that. You look terrific.
Well, I got up this morning, and there really wasn't anybody to talk to about how I felt or anything like that.
So they should let you see a psychiatrist on site every week. Yesterday was Thursday, so you should have seen someone yesterday.
Nobody said nothing about it.
Is it possible you don't remember? Because Jean was here.
Of course it's possible that I don't remember, but
I understand.
I don't think I would have forgotten something.
I understand. Well, Dad, let me tell you. I'm doing everything I can to be here at least once a week. So, what I can tell you is that Esperanza and I were in touch with your nurses on the phone, and I see you here in person at least once a week.
Well, I'm delighted about that because I think it's critical that somebody's got to be keeping close track on these people.
And one other thing, everything that's happening with Mom, I'm telling you, I'm not keeping anything from you. I believe you're entitled. You hear me?
Thank you, I appreciate that.
The problem is, there's nothing you can do. And there's nothing any of us can do except encourage her to fight as hard as she can. If you like, you can tell her. I'll play this for her. You could tell her to fight.
We'll do it, yeah.
You're talking to Mom. What do you want to say?
The game is on the line, and it's all up to you.
It's all up to her, so she needs to beat it, right?
That's right.
We need her to beat it completely.
That's exactly right.
And as long as you need to be here, Dad, so that she can focus on herself, you're okay with being here, correct?
Yes.
Being here is the right place for you, isn't it?
I was planning to sleep out on the lawn tonight. Really?
It's a little chilly, Dad.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I want you to be safe right here in your bed, but I know you want Mommy to fight her illness, right? And you're going to stay here as long as you need in order for her to do that, right?
Yes.
Excuse me.
Yeah, hi.
I want to go Barusta. I have put the game over here, the Barusta.
That way.
Get out the way, get outside.
Yes.
Yeah, go all up.
I think so.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That is a very strange woman. And nobody seems to keep track of who she is and what she's doing.
I'm sorry to hear that. Dad, we're keeping track of you. And we care a great deal how you're doing.
Well, I'm clear of that. And God knows if anybody is up to that assignment, it's you and Esperanza.
But, well, all of your children care about you, Dad, and all of your children love you, and your grandchildren, and Jean and Kevin were here just the other day with their children.
You're coordinating with them, I trust.
We're coordinating through Mom. But Jean and Josh absolutely love you. And Jean was here the other day. I know you don't remember, but
I have no idea.
That's okay. She's very concerned about you. And you have four grandsons who adore you. And you're in that picture with them right there. And I wish we could take you home, Dad, but unfortunately, we have to work.
I know. I wish you could take me home, too.
Dad, I think your reaction to this place is the same as mine. If I were you, I would have the same reaction that you do. It's not a happy place.
Oh, it's definitely not a happy place.
And there are some strange people here, right?
Of course.
And it's got to be very uncomfortable sometimes, I know. And you're a private man, and you don't enjoy getting dressed in front of these people and showering in front of them. I totally get it.
I flat out won't do it.
Well, someone dressed you today.
I did.
All by yourself?
Yes. This is clothing that Mom had set aside for me several days ago.
She's going to be bringing you more clothes soon. We're going to get you more clothes.
I'll be delighted to see her. God bless her.
She'll be delighted to see you too, Dad. But your children are committed to making sure that she gets the help she needs. And we're also committed to making sure you get the care that you need.
Well, thank you. I'm glad of that.
If I were you, I wouldn't be happy being here, Dad. I know it's not a happy place.
It's not. I know that.
But what we're doing is we're juggling. We're juggling here because we've got two parents to care for simultaneously. And right now, Mommy really needs to beat this. She needs to beat it. She was here just a few days ago. I don't know if you remember, but she came with Jean.
I don't remember. Well, I'm sorry to be taking up
No.
So much of your time.
You're not taking up our time. You're our father. That's what children do.
I'm not the sick one.
You've got a different type of sick, Dad. It's a different type of sick. You have what your mother had. Do you remember when your mother needed help later in life? And you need help too. And there's nothing to be ashamed of. You did nothing wrong. And I have told these people, I've insisted that you maintain your dignity. You hear me? You still have your dignity, and you're never going to lose it.
Well, I try very hard to do that. Some of the women who work here seem to be obsessed with getting men separated from their clothes. And I have been absolutely adamant about that.
Let me explain something about that. If a bunch of strange women tried to force me to shower, I would be horrified. I think your reaction is appropriate, okay? But here's the problem. They're not doing it because they enjoy humiliating people like you. It might seem that way, but that's not why they're doing it. I'll tell you why they're doing it. Facilities like this hospital are very highly regulated. They are required to ensure hygiene so that disease does not spread. Because if people don't shower, and if disease spreads as a result, they will get sued by the families of the patients and by the state of New York. You follow me? They're not doing it to you to be cruel. They're doing it because they have these rules. They don't want to get sued. They don't want an outbreak of illness.
Of course.
And a lot of people are sick right now with the flu. You had the flu very recently. Are those dirty clothes?
I don't know what they are.
I'm going to put these off to the side for you. And I'm going to let the staff take care of it. I think this is blankets for your bed, Dad, so that you can be warm at night. So why don't you leave this right here? You can be warm tonight. Okay?
Well, this is not normally my bed.
No, this is your bed, Dad. This is your bed.
I have to look at the outside wall. There's a label on it.
You trust me, Dad? I looked at the label.
It said it had my name and it had something Pascaric or something like that.
Yep. You're in the right place. You're in the right place, Dad.
Okay.
And I'm going to be here every week to see you. And sometimes I'll bring you dessert, like today. You don't have to eat it all on one, all at once. You could have it for breakfast tomorrow if you want. It's right here. You see it? There's Hamantaschen and there's cheesecake for you. Okay?
Yeah, I should look forward to that.
Good. I wish we could be here every day. We can't be here every day, but you're in our thoughts, okay? And anything you need, if they're not getting you what you need, you tell me. You wait for me to come, and you tell me what you need.
Let me give you two things that I want very much. What I want is a sturdy referral card. I don't know any better way to describe it than that. That has your name and phone number on it. And then my name and phone number and Mom's, because I have no place to put this stuff.
What stuff? What stuff?
Things like phone numbers.
Well, the staff downstairs has Mom's phone number. They call her from time to time.
Well, sometimes I wonder whether they need you.
I can assure you. I know for a fact they have called her. They call her regularly. They do. But what I'll do is I'll make sure they get my phone number too. Okay? Because if there's any emergency, I need to hear about it. And then we'll come up and we'll take care of whatever it is. But Dad, you've been through a lot.
I don't feel like I've been through much of anything.
You have. You don't remember, but you have. You have been very, very sick for the past 11 months.
I don't remember being sick for the last 11 months.
You have dementia, Dad. Do you
You're not supposed to remember having
dementia. Dad, that's the problem. And it's so challenging to care for you adequately. But this place is very good at it.
Well, I've heard nothing but that.
What Mom needs to do is fight hard. And she's going to fight hard. She's going to listen to her doctors. And she's going to get better when she does her treatment.
Oh, God bless her. I hope she does.
You love her, right?
Of course I love her.
Tell her.
Marion, if you can get an opportunity to listen to this contraption that Alex just stuck in my hand, it is absolutely crucial to understand that the most important thing in our lives right now is your health and welfare and improving your physical and medical conditions so that you can continue to take oversight over all of us. And your health and welfare are the most important things that we can focus on.
But Dad, you understand that in order for her to fight the cancer, she needs to devote 100%, right?
You absolutely need to devote 100% to fighting the cancer, fighting your illness.
And she can't, and you understand that she can't do both. She can't fight the cancer 100% and also take care of you full time.
You can't take care of me at all during that period of time, and you have to leave it to whatever this place is called.
That's right.
And they probably are in a much better position to do a much better job of it than you would be otherwise anyhow.
That's exactly right, Dad. Us children, we're going to do everything we can to make sure that these people are treating you right and that Mom's doctors are treating her right. Okay?
Yes. I'm not concerned about myself being treated right in the sense of people taking nice, warm, cuddly care. I am about Mom.
We all are.
That's all I can say.
Thank you, Dad.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you for helping.
I wish I could do more for both of you. I really do.
I saw you up here the other day.
Yes, that's right.
Hello?
You saw me here up the other day, right?
I don't know whether I want to put all this stuff in that Whole Foods bed.
Why don't I put it off to the side for you, okay? So that it doesn't get in your way.
Because otherwise it's just going to wind up inside my bed.
It's going to be right here. So right here you have photos, hamantashen, yummy cheesecake. It's the good stuff. It's from Cheesecake Factory. Okay?
How's Esperanza doing?
Esperanza's doing great. Thank you for asking. I'm going to see her as soon as I leave here. I'm going to go home and tell her hello from you. Okay?
But I see her as a critical link in this whole fabric that you have woven around us.
She's the most critical link in my life. She's everything to me. She's the most important thing in my world. And you and Mom are pretty important too, right? Life has not been kind, but we can only deal with the hand we've been dealt, you know?
Well, I don't know what I'm supposed to focus on and what I'm supposed to ignore.
Can I give you a suggestion? You just focus on you and relax. You raised 3 children, right? We're now adults. It's now our turn to worry. You let us do the worrying about Mom. One of your children is a doctor, and he's giving Mom very good advice on what to do. And she's going to follow Josh's advice, okay? And Jean also cares about you a great deal.
And I trust that you're overseeing whoever's doing whatever they're doing.
Yep.
To make sure that Josh's directions and instructions are being followed.
Mom is getting the best care available. And your situation is very different, of course, but you're getting the best care available too.
Well, my situation here is very strange.
It is very strange, Dad. I know. Dad, I'm going to head out back to my wife, but I'm going to be here a week from today to see you again, okay?
Yeah.